It is time for our Women in Business segment. Tonight we are speaking to the CEO at the Property Sector Charter Council, Portia Tau Sekadi. Welcome to Money Talk, lovely lady.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to you and to your listeners as well.
First, let's get everybody as excited as I am. Tell us about your business journey.
It's been quite an exciting journey for me. To give you an idea, I'm actually in the property industry, quite an exciting sector to be in. Keep on saying texture to the people that I work with. I love it enough that probably if they said, we won't pay you tomorrow, I'll still probably rock up and still work in the office. But it's an amazing sector, quite a stimulating sector. But of course, a sector that's very new to many of us, particularly black participants that have recently come to participate. And of course, the figures that we're talking about in terms of their participation are quite a reflection of our history in terms of where we come from and the few of the black people that are participating and even fewer women that you see in the industry. So quite an interesting sector, and I really bumped into it, which is normally the case for a lot of black people. They don't get into the property by design. The result of that is that we do try and promote it so that a lot of us, a lot of the youngsters that that are coming through after us, that they get to learn and they choose the profession by design, and they get into it by design rather than just by default or by tripping into it and then they fall into it, you know.
That's why we have this particular segment. And my next question was definitely going to be, have you always known that you end up in the property space and a CEO now?
It's actually the case for many. Most of us, it's not by design, but you do get, and I think there is also a difference, and I think also the difference between property and construction. So some people are in the construction industry, some people are in the property industry, and the difference is that the process of actually putting a building together, everything that happens during this stage, that's what is construction.
Yeah.
Everything else that happens when the building is already up, that's what it's property. Mm-hmm. So things like asset management, broking, facility management, buying, selling. So that would be the property side of it. So the other side of it, which is really the construction, is anything to do with the engineers, the quantity surveyors, the construction management, the valuers, the QSs, quantity surveyors. So those would be part of a construction. So construction, there's a little bit more familiarity with some of them, especially the engineering.
Yes.
There's a lot of disciplines in terms of engineering. One of the, obviously, professions that we need in the country, we don't have enough of. We're still actually sourcing a lot of professions from outside the country. We get Cubans that come in to actually work in the country. So we still need a lot of, but we do at least have quite a bit of awareness. From the property side is where we still kind of still need to do a lot of work and familiarize more people in terms of what the property industry is all about, what is the profession, how do you follow that profession, and how do you become a quality a qualified property practitioner.
Now you find yourself in this field, and you speak about how those outside of the field find it very difficult to actually be inside and participate in this huge and exciting market. For you who's already inside, take us through some of the programs that you have to get our people excited about property and more aware about the property sector.
There's quite a number of them, but I think the one that is really touches onto the initial parts of this journey is really the Career Week. We do the Career Week on an annual basis, and we do it throughout the provinces. We've done it much longer in Gauteng. I think this would be our sixth year. So really, the idea is really to promote property and construction as a career of option to our learners, and we really target the grade 10s and 11s, and then so that they understand what are the kind of careers there are, what are kind of professions, how do they get through it, what are the criteria to get into varsity to even do property and construction as a study. So those are amongst others. But our core mandate as a Property Sector Charter Council is actually to drive transformation. And when we talk about transformation, is that how do we create an enabling environment for the previously disadvantaged to play in the mainstream economy of the property sector? And there's a number of elements that we do that. Of course, we use the BE tool as one of the elements, but property sector itself will then customize the BE tool to actually suit the environment of the property sector. And there are a number of elements. One of the programs that we are currently working on is, I mean, we understand the property market. I mean, the size of a property market is 5.8 trillion. And we're using a government lever in particularly, I mean, public sector is about 237 billion, of which public works is about 120 billion. State-owned sectors about 69 billion rand. And then you've got the six metros plus the cities, some of the big city like Rustenburg, Mahikeng, Richards Bay, Pietermaritzburg, that's about 66 billion. So what we're currently working on is that how do we use government as a lever to enable black people to participate? So we will develop policies, which is one of the big programs that we are working on right now,
right,
that will enable black people to come through. And how will we do that? Is that we will take actually the government's portfolio and say, this is the kind of people that we're looking at that creates an enabling environment for black people to participate. And based on that, what is desirable as a lever, you know, government will give them longer leases. And when you've got a long lease, it's easy to start funding with the funders, to start funding it from the bank, from the various institutions. And we are actually as well putting funds, we're packaging a couple of funds and getting DFI such as PIC, DBSA to then say these are the funds support black businesses to enter into the property space. So I mean it's a tough space. I mean we've got in the commercial space, I mean the listed entities, there's about 27 of them. It's over about 400 billion rand.
That was CEO at the Property Charter Council, Portia Dawuzigande, in our Women in Business segment. For more on this particular interview and many others, get onto our MoneyWeb website.